Ben Salee on listener-supported radio 91.3 WUKY. And I am joined in the studio by none other than Ben Salee in the flesh, dropping by before his show tonight at the Dame. How's it going, Ben?
Going really good. Thanks for having me.
Now, are you a Lexingtonian, or do you hail from Louisville these days? What's the living situation?
All right, so I was born and raised here in Lexington, and that's where I did all the play on the Wood Songs Old Time Radio Hour. And then I went to school in Louisville, and ended up spending about 6 years there, all said and told. But now I'm back here.
Cool, cool. We love having you back. So how's this first ever solo tour treating you?
The first ever solo tour has been amazing. I mean, if you think about what first solo tours are, which is just to go out there and see wherever your audience may be, we've gone out and we've played for, first-time shows where we had no idea what to expect, and we've had 150, 200 people show up. It's been pretty remarkable.
Very cool. I was tooling around your MySpace page, and I want to say that with other artists, but somehow it feels weird. But since we're both in our 20s, somehow it feels more appropriate.
Yeah, it's cool.
I totally friended you while I was there.
Nice.
I was on your MySpace page. You mentioned the solo tour is forcing you to play your songs differently here and there. Talk about that.
Well, on the album, I really experimented with having lots of different players. You know, like on A Few Honest Words there, we had Raina Gellert, great old-time fiddler, come in and play, and that really sets moods and everything. And you really have to internally take in each song and figure out the best way to embody it all, just on a cello with a voice. And, I really wrote this album with a lot of instruments in mind, and going out and performing those on solo cello, it's really forced me to explore all the different techniques that I've thought about using, but now I'm really having to dive into them.
Well, let's hear a song now. A lot more from Ben still to come. What do you want to play for us?
Well, we were sitting around here in the studio while that song was going on talking about the car company bailout, so I thought we'd play the old classic Bury Me With My Car.
Sounds good. Ben Salee, live on WUKY.
When I'm gone now, bury me with my car. When I'm gone, bury me with my car. 'Cause if anywhere is wherever I end up when I'm gone, I'm gonna need my ride to get around. So please, please, bury me with my car. Ancient Egypt, Cheops boat, back in Rome their chariots. China's first emperor was buried with his army, and what's a cowboy without his horse? And in America, they'll bury us. Yes, in America, they'll bury us with our cars. '72 Buick rolling by, hunkered down Honda chewing up the road, double decker Cadillac rolling up high like a king on his throne. Last thing I want to see before I die is a flash of 22 inch chromes in my eyes. And in America, they'll bury us. Yes, in America, they'll bury us. Yes, in America, they'll bury us. With our cars.
Ben Salee live on WUKY. He's playing the Dame tonight at 8, named one of NPR's top 10 unknown artists of 2007. I'm hoping we're sure to make that jump to known artists. That's a little bit of a backhanded
one of the
compliment.
Top 1,000 known artists. That's what we're shooting for.
We were just chatting about the tour. Another element you've added to the show is visual art, this idea of showcasing a different visual artist during each tour.
Yeah, in fact, this is on this first tour, we showcased a Lexington artist named Philip March Jones. And he's born and raised in Kentucky, but he's been all around. He's done a lot of curating and showcasing in New York and over in Europe. And he's a fantastic artist who makes art out of organic materials. And for this tour, he created a piece that's basically, it's a barn hanging that he created on canvas, canvas and acrylic, but also incorporating all the natural things that blow into the paint as you do it. And it's sort of a big creature that serves as the backdrop on stage. And at the end of the tour, we're going to auction it off. And a portion of the proceeds is going to go to an organization called Latitude, which is a place where people with physical and mental disabilities can go to create art.
Well, very cool. You've also got a really cool remix of A Few Honest Words featuring DJ Second Nature, yeah. Incorporating bits of Obama speeches into the song as well. I imagine that sounded even better on Election Day.
It did. It was such an amazing feeling, and it was it felt really good.
We'll talk about working with that DJ though.
Well, he's a. You know, he's a guy, he's just a tinkerer. He's like, who's the great steel player? Buddy Emmons. You know, that just tinkered and tinkered and tinkered until he found something really great. DJ Second Nature really gets in and digs around and moves things around until he finds something, you know, uncommonly fresh about a track. So it's not really, he's remixing it, but he's also just creating something new from the sounds that exist there. And he's actually going to be doing a lot of work with Outkast on their next album. So that's pretty exciting.
Do you get a lot of inspiration from the news or politics, or where do your songs come from?
Just living and being in Kentucky and traveling and going from there and traveling all over the place playing music and the contrast of those two things. I get a lot of inspiration from that. And I would say, yeah, I mean, just the news and media, I'll see an image on a TV or on a news article, and it'll just inspire some type of thought. Because, I mean, if you displace something that you see now to some other time, it can seem very foreign and raise a lot of questions about how we do things. And but then it can also, at the same time, feel, you know, like very repetitive. So...
We've also got your own style. You're classically trained, but you've developed this kind of genre-bending style. Tell us how that came about.
I would say it's an organic thing. Having grown up here in Kentucky with a father who was playing R&B guitar, a mother who was singing, a grandfather who was an Appalachian musician who played fiddle and banjo and guitar and mandolin, and then choosing this instrument, which is... where the tradition of its playing, its techniques and style is communicated through the institution of classical music. And, you know, as I studied with teachers and everything, I would learn the technique, but I would also run up against conventions of what is played on the cello and how the cello is played. And I never understood those conventions until one day I was talking to this great bass player, Edgar Meyer, and he was like, it's just a style. He's like, if you don't like it, then you shouldn't be studying it. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you can study it and learn from it. And so that really helped me out when I realized that even though I was in school to play the cello, I was really studying a style and not the way to play the cello.
Right. And certain things are expected of a cellist. And it kind of reminded me of when Miles Davis decided, hey, why can't I play rock? You know?
Yeah.
And that's what you've done with the cello and working it into a different instrument, kind of like Dave Matthews, too, making the guitar into a percussive kind of thing. You've also got this new EP, Something Worth Keeping, with Only a Song, featuring Jim James from My Morning Jacket. Are you planning on fashioning that into a full-length record, or can we expect all new material when that time rolls around?
I would say you can expect all new material when that time rolls around.
Excellent, excellent.
I'm going to be doing an EP based around raising awareness about mountaintop removal very soon with another Kentucky boy, Daniel Martin Moore, who just recently signed to Sub Pop. And then Jim James is going to produce that project.
We were discussing earlier, though, MySpace and WKY, obviously not the only places you can hear Ben Salee. He also showed up on an episode of Weeds. Talk about that.
Well, the fella who does some musical direction for Weeds, I guess, found the music on MySpace and was like, hey, want to use this? And I guess 6 months down the road or so, they said, hey, we found the episode, and we all gathered around the TV to watch it, and as soon as the goat was fed to the lion, the beat dropped, and the song How to See the Sunrise went from there.
Did you like how that worked in?
Perfectly. It was
perfect.
Brilliant.
All right.
Brilliant.
Excellent. Well, let's hear another song. What else would you like to play us?
I'll play you a new one.
Cool. Let's hear a new one from Ben Salee. Live on WUKY.
This one's called Try. And I have to cross-tune the cello for it. Try, try, try. Try to move a mountain with that shovel in your hand. Choose, choose, choose. How to choose when there ain't no right or wrong. That must be how we've invented faith. Sky, 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 can't see it all at once. Tell, 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 there's no telling what history will bring. That must be why we've learned to pray. Can't wait to hold your little hand, hold your hand, child, hold your hand. You know I can't wait to hold your little hand, hold your hand, child, hold your hand. Why did Socrates apologize? Run, run, run. You can't run from your shadow and light. That must be why some people crave the dark. Can't wait to hold your little hand, hold your hand, child, hold your hand. You know I can't wait to hold your little hand, hold your hand, child, hold your hand. Give, give, give. how to give it all to someone not yet born. That must be how we've learned to love.
Bensley live at WUKY. The album is Learning to Bend. You can catch him at the Dame tonight at 8. Then it's on to Tennessee, correct?
Yep. Playing a show in Knoxville in a brand new room called the Square Room.
Well, very cool to have you on. Visit us again next time you swing by, all right?
I'll be around.